Okay, Jason Drew, the short straw, long straw. I don't know if you're lucky or not, but you got elected.
I drew the straw.
The short straw.
Short straw, I guess that's each
Listening
instrument.
carefully, you can hear the next door's choir, maybe. It's summer. It's summer, and this is what linguists do for fun sometimes. I hope that doesn't frighten anybody. Okay.
It's actually Friday night in our backyard
Yeah,
doing linguistics.
wild times. Just wait till you guys see what we did last Friday night, my students. You'll get a video of that soon. Does that sound ominous or what?
Through something, yeah.
Okay, so Jason has the first of the Japanese examples, and we're looking for the voiceless alveolar fricative and the voiceless alveolar palatal fricatives and sh. Now in English, well, let's make you answer this
In
question.
English,
In English. In
they
English.
contrast.
Can you prove that to me?
They're
Sure.
contrastive in English. Cell and shell, for example, are a minimal pair.
Showing that what?
Showing and sewing.
Sewing.
Showing that S and esh. Well, but that those two segments are contrastive because a minimal pair can be constructed of two different words meaning different things that differ phonetically only in that segment, whether it's alveolar or alveopalatal.
Yes, that's okay. Yeah, exactly. So, if we were to construct a writing
Too much
system,
smoke, excuse
too much. Okay, the smoke is chasing the schmoke is
me.
chasing him away.
I'm just moving to the other side of the microphone.
Okay, so oh, here comes the schmoke to get me. So, if you were constructing a writing system from scratch for a language like English, where there was a s and a sh, you would want to make two different symbols or two different ways of writing s and the sh sound. So when you construct orthographic systems, you want to make sure that you have symbols for phonemes and not symbols for different allophones. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we talk about the one of the other videos that you're going to get tonight, the dangerous linguistics and fire video.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So s and sh, s and s in Japanese.
Yeah. So, shiture takata ichi shimasu san suru chichi ashi natsu tsu isu watashi kasa tsuru tomodachi hachi.
So the first thing you should do, by the way, if you had a pen around your fire, which I don't
Yeah.
think anyone has a pen here, even though
Yeah.
we've got this fancy schmancy recorder, we don't seem to have a pen.
No.
The first thing that you could do is cross out all of the examples without an S or an esh in them,
Ah,
so that
right.
you're not dealing with any of those.
So, yeah. So, like, kata is completely
It's
irrelevant,
irrelevant.
and taco is irrelevant. Although the fact that taco is the word for octopus is really funny.
It is really funny. It's true, too.
Saru. Yeah, no octopuses, no monkeys. Ite. Kasa.
Saru is in there because it's got an S in
Kasa,
it.
saru. Sorry. You're right. Those capital S's catch my eye, and then the small S's I forget about. So you got to be careful about that too, I guess, when you're
It's
looking at your
Shempa.
data. It's Champa, yeah. So first of all, I don't think I see any minimal pairs with
Okay.
S and esh. If I look at the beginnings of words, I see esh in some words and s in others. And if I look in the middles of words, I see s in some and esh in others.
So it looks like they're heading toward contrasting so
And this
far.
is, again, this is a language where seem to be no consonants at the ends of words anyway, one way or another. Well, there's an N at the end of a word, but no S's, no eshes at the ends of words. So yeah, I don't see any minimal pairs. But then the other thing that I notice as I'm going along looking for where I do see these sounds is that shitsure starts with shi, and shimasu starts with shi, and san, suru, saru. I have examples of S's with a couple different vowels after them, but I only see esh followed by e, a high front vowel. And if I look in the middles of words, tsu, ichi, shimasu, chichi, ashi, na tsu, tsu, isu, watashi, kasa, tomodachi, hachi, tsuru. I skipped that one. Again, all of the eshes have a high front vowel after them, and the s's don't. They have other vowels after them.
Okay.
So it looks to me like s and esh are allophones of the same phoneme, and esh occurs only before a high front vowel, and s occurs elsewhere.
Okay, nicely done. You may crumple that up and throw it on the fire.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.